AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A senior defense official tells the AP Russian forces are as ready as they can be for an invasion along the Ukraine border if they get the orders from President Vladimir Putin. At the State Department, Ned Price says there will be sanctions by the U.S. for the company that built the Russia to Germany Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline and the company's CEO.
We have ensured that this is an $11 billion prize investment that is now a hunk of steel sitting at the bottom of the sea.
Price says if Vladimir Putin escalates further in Ukraine, the U.S. will escalate further with more sanctions. Former U.S. NATO Ambassador Ivor Dalder doesn't like the threat of sanctions as a strategy.
I don't think there's a lot of people who think that that's going to work. I don't think there's a lot of people in Washington who think that Putin is going to be deterred.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi stresses the word diplomacy.
Diplomacy deterrence. Diplomacy to stop what is going on should he see the light at some point. Diplomacy is always first and foremost our path to peace.
Russia has emptied out its embassy in Kyiv. There are reports of a wave of denial of service attacks targeting official websites and some banks in Ukraine. A new AP NORC poll finds little support in the U.S. for a major U.S. role in the tensions between Russia and Ukraine. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is criticizing the local prosecutor in the capital, Austin, and is floating the possibility of clemency to 19 Austin police officers indicted for tactics used during 2020 demonstrations against racial injustice. The governor's statement did not mention demonstrators who were hurt, including some critically. The Kansas City Police Department agreed to pay a $900,000 settlement to a black man who was wrongly arrested when he was 15 and held for 3 weeks before being released without charges. Tyree Bell sued in 2017. This is AP News. Cambodia is vaccinating 3- and 4-year-olds.
Prime Minister Hun Sen has appealed for parents to get their children vaccinated, saying 5 of his grandchildren have tested positive. Cambodia began vaccinating older children in September as part of the reopening of its schools. More than 80% of its people have received now at least 2 shots. A sharp increase in cases has driven some people to stock up on an antiviral drug to treat their illness or prepare for the possibility of catching the virus. Cambodia's purchased 4 million of the pills, suitable for treating 10,000 people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tonga's main internet connection to the rest of the world is being restored more than 5 weeks after it was disconnected. The link was disrupted when a huge volcanic eruption and tsunami cut a crucial undersea cable. The fiber optic cable was finally reconnected. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.